Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's debatably the whitest song ever.
Absolutely.
I mean, I feel like this is what they would also play like at a legitimate like white supremacist party. Like we got a party. I love Shaq. We're gonna really.
It feels like you make mayonnaise to this song.
Or like a wedding song at a wedding for like two improvers getting married.
Great show plan today. What up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Monday morning, Real Ass Podcast live. Sorry about my black eyes. I'm back in the gym. Diego Lopez is just fucking laying it down the hammers on me right now with his vegan, liberal, fucking feminist ass. Every time I'm like, so anyway, Milo Yiannopoulos said, I mean,
oh, he's really kill-steaming you?
Yeah, dude. Holy shit, good for him. Fighting for my life out there. Welcome to the show. Great show. Plan International Superstar Zach D'Amico in studio.
How you doing, Chief?
As always. What's going on? Chiggity kitty cat.
I'll take it, baby.
Come on, baby boy. I try to make up new words every show, and I'm not creative, so that's a problem. It's a problem, guys, when you don't have control of your thoughts or words. Monday's always the best day of the week. You guys know what's up. This is the first fucking day of the week. This is the day you're going to change your goddamn life.
It's the day
right?
We play for.
And we have today very special special show plan today. We're doing a game show. We are white versus black. This is going to be a new thing. I just came up with this off the top of my head. I realize how white and black you both are.
Wow.
You are the opposite.
Look at this fucking buddy cop movie about to happen.
This is the best new club and TV show casting you could ever hope for now.
Yeah. We got a great show. Kevin Goatee joins the show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
Very nice to have you here, dude. You're fucking built like a brick shithouse.
I wish.
I never realized how solid you are, but I saw you're very tall and muscular, very military-esque.
I'm not going to fuck you, though.
Take your shirt off, bro. Have a party.
I wish.
Why are you so jacked?
I don't know. I'm not jacked at all. I dare say you've got a misrepresentation, but I'll take the compliment.
His chest is thick.
I'm not really.
Shannon, feel his chest. Come and feel his chest real quick.
She wants a regular chest.
She jumped right. What a whore.
Did she?
Look how quickly she jumped.
She was in that friendly movie we did morning a couple weeks ago. She gave me a nice handshake, but now she's going to come cop and feel.
Wrong.
Go ahead.
Let's see. That's solid right there.
No. Now flex. Flex now? That's flexing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not solid. It's all right. No.
Shannon got hot. I don't know what happened.
Meow.
I don't know what happened. Shannon just got sexy. Like
you got dumped?
Oh, yeah. Remove the veil.
It's mutual. Zach, thank you very much.
That's good, Zach. That was on time.
Listen to me. Great show today. Shannon's going to quit soon. Also in studio, love having him as always. Very, very good friend of mine. Derek Gaines is back on the show.
How's everyone? Yeah. Good to see you, fellas. Always cool with the Skanks and the Real Ass Podcast.
Hell yeah, man! You know what's
Raise
going
the
on.
Goblin.
Hell yeah! I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't want you to be friends with me. They're like, you're gonna go hang out with Louis J. Gomez. He is a white supremacist. And you're like, he is. But I put that aside.
But you're like the Spanish white supremacist.
I know.
So you're weird. You're a little conundrum.
But shouldn't people be like, maybe this guy's onto something?
I've seen the one Spanish dude at the KKK rally on documentaries and shit. You're not the first one, bro.
No, there are Puerto Rican racists. I can't just call not racist because I'm Puerto Rican. Puerto Ricans can be racist, but I'm saying being racist isn't always wrong.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you got to be racist. Being racist, why do people put that? Thank you very much, Jew. Get out of my face. I don't know if he's even Jewish, but I assumed he is. Yeah, I looked at your face.
Be careful not to show your card, buddy.
It's good to see you, man.
All right. Shit, yeah, thank God.
Shout out to y'all.
I showed my card. I have to eat breakfast at one point on the show. We're going to watch a lot of movie trailers today.
Awesome.
On the show because I have...
Oh, we're doing my show.
Dougie, I have to...
Love your show, by the way.
Eat some fudge. You guys, did you do it?
Yeah.
All right, let's get some plugs out of the way and then start talking about some crazy shit. Kevin Goatee, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Seasons 1-8 of Comics, watching Comics on Amazon Video right now. Check it out. Football season's coming up. Check out Fantasy Football Jibber Jabber. We talk fantasy football. We do a lot of gambling. Last year, I was 61% against the spread. I gave a lot of free money out. I'll be doing that shit again this year, hopefully.
Listen to that fucking voice. You hear those pipes on that guy?
It's voiceover too, man. Just, I do that.
That was some solid radio voice there.
Well,
right there. You should have my job. You should be.
I should be hosting this show.
You're a better speaker than me.
Oh,
I'm just putting this this grass in front of Zach just to make him feel like he can be.
There are things that Zach will never
on the
eat.
Range. Here's Zach. Go.
I'm just looking at our interns through the glass like we have a retard aquarium now.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
They're also looking at us like that as well.
That's so fucking funny.
What's the most retarded like creature in the sea? That's a good question to ponder.
It's definitely one of those that lives below where the light hits.
Haitian people.
Oh.
Haitian people are
the most retarded in the sea.
Oh, the bottom dwellers.
Yes.
Like in the dark where the sun, like the fish with the little fuck angler fish. But they're not really retarded.
Oh, those anglerfish are scary as shit.
Yeah.
I play 20 questions with my son all the time, and we choose different categories like cartoon characters or animals or whatever.
What was grandma like?
So this fucking... God! This little cocksucker, he chooses the anglerfish. Like, I'm ever going to go there.
Right.
Because he just heard about it in school, but I'm ever going to get there in 20 questions. Look at that. Literally looks like Zach.
It kind of do. It kind of resembles Amico just a tad.
All it needs is a Chucky hat on and we're set.
Wait, who's on their plugs? Am I on? Derek, did you plug?
Dude, I didn't plug yet.
Derek Gaines, what would you like to plug, my brother?
Well, June 7th.
Take your time.
June 7th and 8th, I'll be at the Gotham Comedy Club, where I'll be doing the Friday night show, the 8 and 10, and then the Saturday 8 and 10. I'm trying to sound like Kevin.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm doing that. Gotham is going to be dope, and I think... July 21st, I'm at Union Hall with all my buddies called the 6 Foot Nothing. It's Monroe Martin, Chloe Hilliard, Dave Temple, Reggie Conquest.
Literally love all those guys.
Yeah, we're all doing a big, big show over July 21st over Union Hall, all six of us. So that's pretty much what I'm posting. So June 7th and 8th, Gotham. July 21st, the 6 Foot Nothing show.
Go out and see Derek. Derek's a monster. He's a fucking killer. I love it. Every time they put me in a lineup right before him, I'm like... Thank God this fucking dickhead's gonna go up there and make these white people cackle out of their seats.
I thought you meant a police lineup.
There you go. I enjoyed it, Zach. It's Monday, so I can give you the cool. That is a good police joke for Monday, bitch nigger.
That's his next tattoo, actually. How'd you know that, Derek?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, comics watching movies. This week, we're going to tease the movie out, but I think it is the most tone-deaf, stupid movie I've ever watched. I'm really excited. I had Pockets Graham back.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he's good with those.
And it's real fucking... I think it's possibly our funniest episode. I'm real excited about it.
What's the movie?
I'm teasing it out.
Oh.
But it is another another all-black extravaganza.
Yeah, because
the one we did,
the people under the stairs was fucking hilarious. I was like, okay, Zach has something on his hands here. I like watching these shitty horror movies. This shit is fun.
People under the stairs was a great movie. I grew up on that movie. That was a good movie.
I have not seen that one yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's in the Netflix queue. I'll get to it.
Roach. Yeah. That was the name of the... the guy. All right, real quick, guys. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. That's it. That's all you got to do is go buy that special right now. I thought about it. It's the best comedy special of 2019.
There you go, boy.
I thought about it. It's fine. Like, there are other things that are out there. Look, people will tell you that Nate Bargatze's special is incredible, okay?
Okay.
There, you know, people will tell you that Joe Rogan's special was the shit.
Okay.
You know? There are so many specials that came out this year that were great, but I will tell you right now, there's only one Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez, and I think that I touched on everything. I hit on all the major issues.
Big up yourself, boy.
I killed. I brought down the house. I did shit that nobody else is doing.
Come on, boy.
You can go to Netflix. You can go to HBO. You can go get any of these things. You can go to YouTube and get Andrew Schultz's special in 45 parts, apparently. but there for a fraction of the cost of a Blu-ray disc, you can purchase the Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. Right now at that website. And right now Skankfest is also sold out. We're giving away some tickets on today's show. Right? giving away tickets. We're going to do a call-in in a little bit. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. And go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every single month we give out a free piece of merch to. Buy all of our merch at merchpump.com or podcastmerch.com, the brand new podcastmerch.com. Reviewer Neftali305 is our winner this month. Monroe Martin hanging out in studio. Neftali305. What was the review, Shannon?
So he or she left 5 stars. The subject line is Luis J. Gomez is the best, and the review is too good, doggy. Keep it up.
Thank you, Neftali, you fucking bitch, slut. I love your pussy. Come on in, baby boy.
So please tweet, DM
Monroe.
Me or email
No, stop. Stop. This is the most retarded thing I've ever seen. Stop.
It's my fault.
No, it's okay. No, Shannon, it's not your fault. Because Harrington, you're doing something else. You're reading shit right now.
No, but I told him to do this.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm not letting you take the blame on this one.
Okay.
Because this one's so retarded that I would have to fire you. And we anticipate retarded shit out of Harrington. We're all wearing headphones. We're all plugged in. Monroe comes in. There's one chair that's open.
Yeah.
Harrington decides that everyone needs to shift with all their wires connected down one seat. It's fucking psychotic. It's psychotic. Instead of just putting Monroe in the one extra chair that we have right there.
Tom Martin.
Monroe Martin. Did you call him Martin?
I said Monroe. I kind of said Monroe Martin pretty fast, so yeah.
I thought you thought he was Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, Martin. I would throw that in there
Kevin
instead.
Kevin Dutty is racist. That's not Martin.
No, people think my name is Martin. Oh, shit. People really think my name is Martin.
Professional comedian. He literally spoke into the air.
Hey. No, people think I lie about my name. People go, your name is Monroe? And I'm like, yeah. And I was like, that's a lady's name. I'm like, no, it's not.
It is?
Didn't they see that
show Too Close for Comfort in the 80s with Jim J. Bullock? They should know that's a man's name.
That's a manly name right there.
I didn't even see it. That's right, no, Kev. People do say it's a chick name. And I'm like, whatever. Like,
what do you have to plug really quick? You came in at the perfect time.
Oh, yes. January 21st, Derek Gaines and the rest of the crew were July 21st.
Do the double
Union
plug.
Hall. We're filming 2 shows.
These guys
Union
are so
Hall.
Talented. If they could just get it together, they'd be famous right now.
They'd
be household names. They're both,
I fucking believe that.
They're fucking bouncing around like July, August. I don't know, man. Whatever. We're going to a barbecue. That shit's going to be dope.
Absolutely no focus.
It's July.
You're right.
It's July. But
July,
yeah, we're doing the
21st,
thing.
7 and 9. We are filming our cruise special. It's going to be dope. At Union Hall.
See, I didn't even give them all that, but yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. It's 2 shows.
Yeah. 2 shows. Lewis is right. Like, we're lazy.
It's all good, man.
But in a good way.
It's good to see you, bro.
Half the country is right. We're lazy.
don't leave no racist crack door, nigga, because they're walking through that shit. Bold.
We're like
bold.
Racist ghosts.
We're Zach Amigo is coming in with his racist man. Chest. He's going to bump in. Yeah.
And they love it.
Yeah, Zach Amigo will do it.
If you show up with Kool-Aid, you can say whatever you want, to be honest. All right, he brought Kool-Aid.
Yo, he all right.
He all right, man. I know you late with the sickle cell and all that shit.
All right, look, we got a fucking great show. Thank you for being here, guys. I have to invite at least one black person every show from now on.
You should do that,
not
man.
Be labeled.
Come on, work on your
neo-Nazi.
Shit.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm. But here's the funny part: black people don't care about any of that stuff. It's just these white pussies with beards in Brooklyn. They're the only ones who care. Everyone that's working doesn't care about any of it. Everyone who has shit going on, they're like, oh yeah, it's Legion of Skanks. They do stupid shit. Who cares? That's it.
It's the Skanks, right?
What? Yeah. They just move on. But it's just these 12 corny comics with nothing going on. No lives. They're just... We're leaving the Creek. Tonight's our last show at the Creek. If you guys are listening live.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Come hang out tonight. It's a party. It's the final Legion of Skanks show ever at the Creek. We're going to be moving to a new venue. We're going to go over all this.
Okay.
Tonight on the show. But, you know, I hope that those guys who are talking all that shit that love the Creek so much, I hope they start a show Monday night, and I hope they fucking go and... do some great stuff.
Oh, so people were trying to get y'all out of
they
there?
They were trying to muscle y'all?
They were trying to muscle us out. They didn't. Ooh. We had Milo Yiannopoulos on the show, who's like a fucking famous alt-right gay fucking...
Oh, yeah. I remember.
You know, he's a big flamer. It's hilarious. He's married to a black guy. Dude, he just trolls people. He's legitimately a troll, and then people bite on it, and then they freak out and they hate him. And I'm just not going to let these comics who already hate me dictate what the fuck I do and who I sit down and talk to.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Power move, big foot forward.
Yeah. So whatever. We're going to go over all the details tonight on the show, but we decided at the end of all of it,
you know, as Rebecca put out a statement saying she didn't want certain people at the venue, that we don't want to do that. We don't want to limit who we can talk to and what we can do. So
did she say who else does not should not be part in her theater when you guys have your show?
Yeah, Kumia, I don't think that's progressive. Gavin McGinnis, fucking.
It is a very that's a bunch of steps backwards.
12 steps.
That's like that's like 13 steps backwards, because comedy is where people should be able to talk about anything.
There you go, boy.
In comedy, I should be able to talk to a person who is racist and not get physical and get angry and go, let's just find the humor and find the connection.
Find the dream. Monroe Martin's dream.
You want to know why, Monroe? Because you came from an actual dark background.
Yeah.
Not the racist dark. I'm talking about, like, you actually have your childhood is fucking, you know, you have some real darkness in your past.
Yeah.
And people that have real problems, they have a hard time connecting with something so silly. Like, how can you get up in the morning to have emotion about podcasters talking to somebody that has different political beliefs than you, even if you believe he's really a Nazi? How do you get there where you're emotional about that? How do you not have something else in your household or your life that has drawn that emotion away from that? Yeah. And you're putting that energy. And if that's your case, you're privileged. Yeah. Talk about fucking white privilege.
Yeah.
And that's why it's only white people, because it's legitimately white privilege people sitting there that don't have real problems. Maybe they got roommates, or they'll pretend that they have real problems, but it's not. And they fucking live in this world where they have to create some sort of outrageous motherfucker. I've dealt with real problems.
Yeah.
I've seen some real fucking darkness that these people could not even imagine. The shit I've dealt with, the way that I grew up and my parents. So whatever, we're gonna get into it tonight. I don't want to spend today's show talking about that specifically.
The vein coming out your neck.
It's something that I'm pretty fucking passionate about.
Right,
and
boy,
we're leaving on our terms. We were, you know, we had thought about it in the past with the fact that we couldn't bring certain people in. It was it was gonna happen eventually. Yeah. You know, so we'll get into it tonight. If you guys are in New York, come fucking hang out, because it's gonna be a lot of fun. At the Creaking Cave. We love Rebecca. I'm business partners with Rebecca. We run a festival together. We produce things together. Nothing but love to Rebecca. But, you know, sometimes people got to move on. All right. Let's get into some of this shit. What was the big thing? The boxing match this weekend people were talking about?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it, but I didn't predict that. I did not predict that. I thought Joshua Johnson was going to win.
He fucking won.
You see him jumping there with those bitch titties flapping in the air when he fucking did his victory jump?
Let that breathe for a second? He just called him Butterbeaner.
Butterbeaner is great. Butterbeaner.
I mean, you need to just you need to tweet those two words right now. It's fucking so funny.
I just caught
him. Son of a bitch.
Butterbeaner. Oh. But it's easy, but beast, it's right though. In front of your face. You got to kind of say it.
Yeah, dude, he fucking... I don't know shit about boxing. I'm an MMA fan, and I just saw the fucking memes and the things, and he just came in and just walloped this dude. How much of an underdog was this guy?
11-1.
11-1.
God damn.
Once to uno. I got it.
Wow. Well, yeah, because he was a big guy. He looked like Kirby with a beard.
But that dude be fucking people up.
Yeah, because he threw them... He put all that fat muscle on the because he hit him, but dude was shaking, and that's when he came
in. But that's how heavyweights look. Heavyweights, like, you'll rarely see a heavyweight who is solid all the way through.
Well, Wilder is.
That nigga used to be flabby.
Deontay Wilder.
Yeah. Klitschko. Well, not Klitschko. Fucking Fury.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's like a little taller than Ruiz.
He was kind of doughy.
Was Ruiz undefeated?
No. I think whatchamacallit was Joshua Johnson was undefeated.
Yeah.
What round did this get stopped in?
Seventh.
Wow. Fat guys usually don't last past fucking five.
He was a fat nigga with agility. Fat agile motherfucker was the person you always had to beat in school. You remember the fat agile niggas in school could fight, play football?
Yeah.
Like run receiver.
Yeah.
And they'd be fat. Like I had friends, Tom Bentules from Philly. That was my man. Nigga was 300, but he could run faster than all of us. Crazy.
Yeah, and once they start moving, you can't stop them.
Like the juggernaut from the X-Men.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. They just fucking will. They'll go straight through a wall. You know, I was never that kid. I always had a soft core. Like, if you ever, like, if you ever feel me, like, if you ever, like, just grab my midsection, you're like, oh, this guy has no core strength. You just jiggle me and move me around. Like, I'm like, oh, stop. I giggle.
Like, you tickle it in the middle.
Like a Japanese schoolgirl.
If you want to beat me in a fight, fucking tickle me.
Yeah.
If you want, I'm ticklish and shit. Dude, just touch my tit. Go to grab my love handle. Point out my love handle. I start getting self-conscious and fucking pulling up my pants.
Start pulling on your shirt.
You should give this scouting report when you're like your first fight, Lewis. You should give that guy the scouting report, like, listen, you want to try and beat me, you can tickle me, and then that's it.
He should have done that. That should have been his fucking his move. But he tried to punch me. He's going to make me angry if you punch me. Tickle Monster's going to fucking...
The Tickle Monster coming for you.
Yeah, I want to kiss you and take a nap.
what a great name for a fighter that would be.
Tickle Monster.
Tickle Monster.
Yeah. Butterbeaner and Tickle Monster.
Butterbeaner.
Duel for the ages.
Tickle Monster.
So what is the Drake curse, Harrington? Why'd you say he's the latest victim of the Drake curse?
There has been a recent trend where celebrities, athletes, teams have been showing up with Drake supporting them only to lose miserably.
Very true. This is becoming trendy, very trendy.
Really?
Originally called the Spike Lee curse, if I do recall correct.
Yeah, man.
That is true.
It was a Spike Lee curse, but it's over. He won an Oscar finally, so now it's on Drake. So, because Drake will show up to an event and root for that sports team lose.
Gags it up.
Drake is a weird character. Because I feel like does he have street credit? I don't know. I feel like, from my perspective, I feel like he does have street credit.
He has Canadian street credit.
No, I think he's earned American street credit. I think he's took shots at the necessary people.
In order to.
I think he,
Yeah, because people like him, and his music's pretty good, I guess. Yeah. I don't really know.
That was the diss track he did like a year or two ago that kind of earned him that credit, correct? Because before he was
Back to Back
kind of
put him up in a different stratosphere when Back to Back came out. Yeah.
But that diss track was no Ice Cubes, no Vaseline. Let's put that in a fucking comparison.
That was the, I don't know. That ain't our diss record.
I know.
That's like a white guy diss
record. I'll talk old school rap right now all day long.
White man, old school rap facts.
Let's go.
Trying to relate to the younger black community.
That's great. I'm watching this happen. I'm watching Monroe and Derek have a real conversation about hip hop, and I'm watching like a volley. Yeah. And then I watch Kevin Go T come in, and he's like, "No, I'll tell you something."
He
about
said, "No Vaseline." We're like, "That came out of like, snigger man."
Where does No Vaseline not
good? It's good, but that's the one you pull. That's the one you go to. Good, but in the y'all don't know anything about Beanie Siegel.
Don't tell me what the fuck I don't know.
Y'all know.
No, I'm talking.
Yo, Jada sucks.
I'm talking about.
What did Eminem? Jada sucks, doggy.
What? I'm talking about beefs.
I only know Eminem.
No.
No,
whatever Eminem says is real. Beef. Dude, fuck him. Fuck Kim.
Eminem never really beefed with anybody.
Right. His mom is whack as shit.
I love rap.
Moby, he hated Moby too.
Oh yeah, he did.
He didn't really beef with people who get like Beanie Siegel and Jadakiss.
That was one of the most epic New York versus Philly fucking. Oh my god!
Let me hear a verse from one of the. Which is the better?
Or the
guy?
What was the Source Awards? Was it back in like MSG where they're doing there with Snoop and that shit?
This nigga's pulling up Source. Who the fuck is this?
He's just naming words he's heard associated with hip-hop.
This dude is like, all right, I gotta bring up the blackest facts I know.
He got Wikipedia.
This nigga said Source Awards.
He pulled up his wiki.
You look like you're trying to sign into a record contract.
I'm Jerry Heller.
Jerry fucking Heller.
I remember that
East Coast West Coast beef.
You hear this motherfucker over here with these.
Do you remember
ass?
How much street cred Suge Knight had?
He said, "Remember the Source Awards, bro."
33.
This nigga said the Source Awards.
None of those beefs affected me.
None of them.
I'm 33 years old. None of those beefs affected us.
It's like hip.
Oh, you remember the hip and the hip hop? You know,
remember when Grandmaster Flash went up against Run DMC?
I just might be a little bit older than you.
So Walk This Way was Aerosmith and Run DMC together. It was the first rap rock thing.
Dude, I love making here, fun man. Of white people. White people are corny as shit. I'll admit it right now. I'm just saying in the race war, I'm on their side because they're going to get shit done. Yeah. All right, but right in this shit, I'm with you guys every time. Every time. It's a problem. That's Puerto Rican privilege right there. So I talked about it in my special. Louis Shea Gomez presents Louis Shea Gomez.
Who do you got? You got Segment. Big Pun. Who did Big
it
Pun? Big Pun went to war with not Biggie.
Mm-mm. Wait a minute. So it was Beanie Siegel, Jadakiss, Jay versus Nas. Then you had Eminem and D12 versus Ja Rule and Murder Inc. That shit was all through high school.
50 versus Ja Rule.
50 versus Ja Rule. Well, no, it's 50 clopper Ja Rule. That wasn't even a goddamn battle. That shit was. Oh, there's so
many. I know all this. See, Kevin?
I'm with you.
Corny, man. So corny.
Drake versus Meek Mill.
Corny,
there's all kinds of
corny white niggas. Shit. Yo. What is my favorite? I mean, dude, I really am just such a fucking white boy in that sense. Like, everything Eminem does is so good.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good.
I love Eminem. He's my favorite rapper, understand I love him because he's white and because he, I do.
Yeah, but am I not hearing this in a crazy way? Does he not have crazy skills at rapping?
We got Sticky Fingers
up with
who said the same shit. You got Sticky Fingers who was saying, who rapped the same style.
You think he was good as good as Eminem? No.
They gave Eminem awards that didn't exist. Oh, he's the rapper with the biggest vocabulary. Y'all ain't never said that about anybody
they gave
else.
Him Blackest so many... rapper of the year.
They gave that motherfucker so many waves because he was white.
So many waves.
But he right, though. He was skibbity-squabbity-squibbity-squibbity-squibbity-squibbity-squibbity-squibbity-squibbity-squibbity-squibbity-squibbity. He do all of the rhymes that niggas don't really give a fuck about.
He always takes the crazy route. Whenever he's on the track with somebody who like can he like go at it lyrically and tell a story, I'm going to kill you, peel you, put you in the dick. Yo, we kind of talking about, like, you know.
Yeah, man, like, on Biggie's Dead Wrong. You remember on Dead Wrong?
Yeah.
And Biggie was just talking about being an asshole, stabbing people,
fucking bitches.
He talking
about bitches and money. And he's like, I got a line in my pocket.
No,
line,
he said there's seven different levels of worship and devil worship. And, like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? It's the Biggie album. I want to hear all this seance shit when you lions with lions. And I'm lying. I got a lion in my pocket. And, baby, I'm just dying to cock it. Who ready for war? That motherfucker's still good,
though. He allowed.
Have you guys broken down
like
Eminem
gothic.
On your podcast?
Not yet.
He's my favorite rapper of all time.
We should do a whole episode up. Breaking down Eminem because it's fucking hilarious. See the black perspective on Eminem. You're like, what? Devil worship? He's talking about whiskey.
What? Yeah, like, nah, man. Okay.
That's great.
But he'll do that to get the shock value. So we understand. Eminem was the dude in high school, man. We
So, Kevin, what do you think?
I'm gonna sit back on Eminem. I'll let you guys fight that one out.
Why?
Thanks, man.
I don't like Eminem. I do not like Eminem.
Why?
I do not. I'm blowing minds right now.
Why don't you like Eminem?
It just. I respect him. He's done a lot. It just doesn't bode with me. It doesn't. It just
it's
doesn't
just
resonate
not Ice
with
Cube,
me.
No he loved his mom.
Yeah, it ain't no old school N.W.A. That's
you loved
not.
Your mom.
No. Yeah. I did love my mom.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
Mom.
Because Marshall didn't love his mom.
Yeah, he really did some fuck. He said some crazy shit about
greasy
his mom.
Shit about his mom.
Mama. Yeah. There's some fucking darkness inside. And I get it too. I connect with that because I hated my mom. But it's like, that's some shit where it's like, you know, like, they're like subtext in my jokes. Like, oh, I think he has some issues with his mom. Like,
I mean, I'm coming like, straight out.
Yeah, I'm a decapitator and shove pills down her fucking neck hole. He hated that bitch.
I like how in his film, though, he had to get a Kim Basinger who was like white trash, but she's like the hottest white trash you've ever fucking seen. Like, nah, like Charlize Theron went white trash.
You remember the name of that movie?
Monster? Or no, 8 Mile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was just checking. Yeah. When you brought up the only pretty much Eminem reference you know, which was going to be 8 Mile. Yeah, so I was like, all right, at least you know the name of the movie. Yeah. Good for you, man. All right. You know who he went up against at the end? You know the name of them niggas?
Forgot.
Free World. Fuck Free World. 313. Oh. But anyway, it's just okay, man. It's a
he's
class.
Not a fan of
Yeah,
he likes white people things.
Well, yeah,
let's see you guys try to talk about fucking taxes.
Let's talk about punk music, motherfuckers. Let's go about punk music
investing.
Right now.
Look, come on, so about investing in having
stock market shit. Wrong guy.
I used to be on. I baby step it. I did Betterment for a while, which allows you to just build a portfolio. With a diverse portfolio. I used to have Betterment, which is basically you're playing the stock market. You have like 90% bond. I mean 90% stocks and then 10%.
They should do like an only. They should do an app for like only black stocks you can invest in.
They have that.
It's like Hot Cheetos.
No, they don't.
Shut up.
No.
You can invest
too easy. You can invest too easy.
Hot Cheetos,
come Pop Rocks, and
you would have that shit. You'd have been like, word, I need some fucking Murray's hairspray or some shit.
Gushers is down 3 points.
Gushers is
Kool-Aid though Gushers. Thriving at 25% stock rising here.
Dude. Oh man. Is you invest, Monroe?
I don't anymore, but I'm getting back into it. I'm trying. I'm gonna start using that app Robinhood because it gives you a little
they
bit
sponsor
more.
One of my shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh dope. They give you a little bit more control where Betterment you have to buy it's you're buying a package, so you don't really get to pick what's in there, so you're going to get some bullshit.
Yeah, I don't even know about any of that. That's the next like level in my life that I want to get to where I can start to take my money and actually invest in
things. You should do it now. You can do it $100 a month. You can do it even $20 a month. It's slow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're not pulling it out. You need to leave it in there for at least 10, 20 years before you really see like a big change. So you can start now and still have like a good bulk of money by the time you're like 60, 70.
There you go, boy.
I want to buy property in the next couple of years. That's my goal.
Then you want to play the short game. That's the short-term game. There's a lot of risk in that. Like where you're basically like day trading. You're watching the stock.
Teach
them
rope. Teach
them
rope.
Up and down. No. That shit is dangerous. At least for comics, I feel like.
Can somebody call the cops?
Did I know this shit? For comics, because we, like, our shit
right
fluctuates.
I don't know what happened.
You're mad!
Look, let me turn my hat back.
That's right, boy. That's right.
Can somebody just play this? Play Monroe talking about socks over the fucking news stories from Chicago this past weekend?
Gunshots. Oh, the stock market, the gunshots. You got gunshots.
Every time a black guy from now on gets too white on this show, I need to get a siren. We got to get the cops in here to calm this down.
Nah, those racists don't like smart niggas. Like, you don't
they don't
know,
like
you
it.
Know, they don't like that
back.
Stuff.
Get back.
Black
get back.
Yeah, you don't like that.
Come on.
Like a lion tamer.
Don't like that shit. Yeah, I like that. Tell us right. Teach them, bro.
No, but I don't want to invest in property for that. I want to own a home. Nobody in my family has ever owned a home, like in my immediate family.
I got you.
That's it.
So it's just, yeah. I don't know. I really want to buy a house and fucking own it.
You can do that shit.
I can. I just gotta figure it out. I don't even know the first step right now in like getting my life together to do that. Do I go to a bank? I literally don't know. I don't know.
To a realtor.
I would say before a realtor, all that shit. Whatever, fix your credit.
Yeah.
Your credit before you start getting quotes and all that shit. Make sure it's in good standing. Since you have a business, claim more money personally. You have to pay yourself more because they can't buy it. You really can't buy a home through your business. You got to prove that you make at least 20% of whatever they're asking.
Monroe's going through it.
Dude, I'm like that dumb dude.
The boy knows.
I'm like that dude who I know it, but I refuse to it's do it because I know it's fucking a lot of work
to paint the balls.
I'm like I like cheap. Sneakers.
And I like I just went grocery shopping the first time yesterday.
Sneakers.
So I can't tell you real estate. I went and bought sandwiches.
Calm down, Monroe.
Here they come.
There we go. Good timing on that. Good timing on that in the booth.
You can do this shit.
All right, gents, let's take a moment and talk about OpenFit, which is such an amazing platform. If you guys are trying to get back in shape, don't have time to get to the gym, you're on the road a lot, whatever it might be, OpenFit, you can use it right on your phone, television, smart TV, tablet, whatever it might be. It is a whole bunch of amazing workouts right at your fingertips, okay? Thousands of workouts, different trainers, celebrity trainers from all over the fitness world. You can sculpt your body with Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar, or you can get in crazy shape with Hunter McIntyre, who is named Sports Illustrated's top 50 fittest athletes. These trainers know how to get you results and very quick, and it's super simple. It's right at your fingertips. You don't have to spend time getting to the gym, time and traffic, all the stress about going to the gym and having to work out around strangers. That is taken away because you can do everything right in your own home with little to no equipment, okay? Right now, we're going to give you a free trial of OpenFit. So if you text the word REAL, R-E-A-L, R-E-A-L, to the number 303030303030, text the word REAL, we're going to give you a 30-day free trial to see if you like the OpenFit program. Once again, that is REAL to 303030303030. Try out OpenFit for free today. All right, where were we? All right. Let's talk about some other thing. What happened? We had a guest in the news. It was a shooting, another mass shooting.
Oh, let's talk about some white shit.
That's white right here, bro.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
There you go, y'all.
Another mass shooting. How many people are dead? I have no idea. I was at a child's birthday party yesterday.
13 dead?
I think it was like 13, right around there.
What's the age?
We don't know. We're going to guess the news right now. First of all, you have to excuse yourself. Do you know the facts already, Kevin?
I know like two or three.
Okay.
So I'll have to sit this out.
Yeah.
Just the facts that you know. Don't give us anything that we don't. Do you know any facts here?
I don't.
Derek, what happened? Where were you yesterday? What were you doing?
What was I doing yesterday? I did laundry at 3 in the morning, and before that, I was at, what did I do yesterday?
It's a barbecue or something.
I was just hanging out.
We don't barbecue that often. You can't. You got peppermint patty and all that.
It's summertime.
Shit.
It wasn't racist. I was saying that, like, everyone's barbecuing right now. Come on,
I
man.
Figured, I didn't really take it as racist.
That wasn't racist that time.
You were hanging out yesterday.
You fucking jumpy.
It was cool. Yeah, it was
jumpy. Got fucking taxes and fucking brackets on your mind.
Hilarious.
Putting down 20% of the house over there and shit.
This guy's got filed escrow on the brain. I get it.
But now I don't know anything.
I don't know shit.
You don't know shit? Do you know anything, Zachy?
No, but I haven't seen people posting about.
I mean, the guy did read your manifesto first.
Yeah. Nobody's been posting about banning automatic weapons, so I assume this was a pistol.
Pistol, okay, pistol. 13 people. To kill 13 people with a pistol, you have to be James fucking Bond.
Right.
You have to come in and John just fucking, phew, phew, phew. That's not going to happen.
I would assume it wasn't an automatic.
I saw that modern warfare.
I think, look, always a white guy that with these mass shootings. You know, if you're just gambling right now, you'd put your money on a white guy probably, right? Definitely. I know it was 12 or 13 people dead. I did hear that. And it's Virginia?
It is.
Oh, definitely white.
Does it? All right, I'm going to guess that it has to do with abortion. I'm going to guess that this is some political shit. I'm going to bet you it's a baby.
They shot a white, since I know the answer. A white baby did it.
Oh, okay. A white baby did it.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
But was the shooter just shooting women? Was he shooting women and then shooting the stomachs? Is he pro-abortion?
Is he pro-life?
He's pro-life. He's a baby.
So the bullets are pro-life.
Stop killing other babies. That's his rattle. Then he pulled up the
rattle. Oh, okay. Oh, y'all motherfuckers. That is terrible.
That's a great bit. So I'm killing it with this baby bit. Guys, everyone, you know, it's what I do. I put together great radio.
Yeah, I say, yeah, so you say a white baby did it.
I say a white baby
against
did it. I'm 100% abortion. Serious about this. Against abortion, anti-abortion act. Virginia, right? Is Virginia one of the places that is throwing abortions out now? They're all like, fuck abortion.
I would have felt like they were Alabama, for abortions, because Virginia ain't Alabama.
No, Alabama's just, ugh.
Yeah.
Alabama's Virginia's still progressive. I'm sorry. They got the military. They have to believe in abortions. The fucking soldiers be knocking up all these bitches.
You can't, look, whatever you believe, fine. It's fucking life. You can't have a world full of unwanted babies. It's just not... That's not gonna make it a good world. Yeah. I'm telling you. What do you want me to say? Just we're gonna fucking let them just fucking keep on having these unwanted, forced babies. They gotta have love. Babies, children have to have fucking love. You have to give children a good life, and they have to grow up, and that's how you're gonna change the world. People worried about fucking video games and violence from fucking movies and all this other politics. Fucking all these gun laws, it has nothing to do with that. Hug and kiss your fucking kids. They will not grow up to be mass shooters.
That was the whitest shit you ever said.
It's true.
Yeah.
If Monroe would have said it, we would have the cop sirens.
I know.
shit. But it's 100% the truth.
So that is the
hug and kiss your fucking kids.
Yeah,
tell them you love
them.
Give them fucking confidence to be good people in the world. Tell them to love everybody. Teach them that everybody is fucking equal, and nobody will start shooting fucking people, and we'll get rid of all this dumb horseshit. It's not about dumb jokes.
Isn't that the distraction? Isn't that why we have all these protests and all that shit, the guns and all that, to distract from people being terrible parents?
That's exactly 100%.
That's all it is. It's a distraction. We need to control the guns. You just need to be home and be a better parent and fucking be a better provider.
Be there for your kids, show that. Lead by example. And this is why I would say being whatever it is, being racist, sexist, you know, whatever, those things don't mean as much to me on the surface as just being a good person. And let's say you were raised in an ignorant way and you were taught that fucking, you know, these people that look different than you or, you know, are different and you should be kept separate for whatever reason, but you're still going out and coexisting and teaching your kids to be good people and to love everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really care that you might have these thoughts. I'm not going to fucking try to ruin you for maybe misspeaking at one point at work or in the street or whatever it is. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You can't make people afraid to think. Then they internalize it and they want to blow shit up.
Mm-hmm.
That is more dangerous. That is more the reason why people are fucking shooting things up than any of the other shit. It's fucking crazy. So how am I making
saying
more
you think
sense?
It was a baby.
It was a baby.
No. It was a
it was,
a,
it
baby.
Was a fucking baby.
But it was a baby
itchy
trigger
it.
Finger.
A baby.
What was it? A baby, Shannon? Give me some details here.
It in fact was not a baby.
Fuck.
And it was a 40-year-old black man.
No way. It was Monroe.
What?
Al Jackson.
What?
Dwayne Craddock.
Damn, Dwayne.
Boy, that last
Dwayne.
Name.
Dwayne.
So he worked at this municipal building.
Okay.
Why did my mom put an extra E in my name?
Mm.
No, it is an E. It's just no big W.
Dwayne.
That made it look like McIntyre. Like, what the fuck? The
big W. Damn. Black dude done shot.
No way.
Wait, why?
No,
they probably,
no.
Why? They probably
That's why you haven't been hearing about it.
Yeah.
That's why you haven't been hearing about it.
They hired him on an off pay week, and this motherfucker gotta wait 3 extra weeks.
Yeah, that's gotta be a check hold up. Yo, man, you want check
wait.
Can I insert one detail in the story that I know about?
What?
Motherfucker was brushing his teeth before doing it.
What
he was
mean?
In the bathroom, like brushing his teeth, and someone's like, "Hey, have a good weekend. You doing special?" No, I'm good. He's just brushing his
Is
teeth, and then went out
dude?
And cracked them all
you
up.
Can't
shot
be
them up.
Shooting people with a dim smile.
Yeah, true. Pearly white, so I gotta look good before the cops take you down.
Dim smiles.
True. That's actually what took him down. He was hiding in a dark closet, and his teeth were so bright. I swear to God, that's what happened. I read that
his
part.
Teeth
that's
so
the one fucking paragraph that I read.
Damn. Yep.
Shannon, what?
So he had given his 2-week notice on this same day.
He sure did.
Is he still going to come back for his check?
He's going to
come back for his check.
Come
back for his check.
And then so he opened fire with a, what's the name of the gun? 45? With a silencer. He killed, and then just he.
With a silencer.
Close like James Bond.
Whoa.
Close.
And they were going to make James Bond black for a minute. Remember, they were going to make it
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go ahead. He's a hot motherfucker. Women love him.
He's got a hog on him, too.
Yeah, dude,
watch
big
out.
Old fat dick.
Yeah.
Love it. White guys, we're just fucking obsessed with it.
I know.
They show that picture. It's like, damn, you can't miss that shit.
Yeah. That's when the white side of me comes out. It's when I start talking about dicks.
Big old
I'm
fat
white.
Dick.
Yeah.
You happy now?
Look at that. No, that's just a fucking fold in his pants. No, that would be.
Are you kidding me? What are y'all doing?
What?
That's too much.
They love these goofy motherfuckers love looking at black dick, man.
What? It's fucking nice, dude.
No, the white dudes are obsessed with black dick. I want to know why.
Oh, that's his dick, huh?
Yeah.
There really is. It looks like he's got an extra dick in his pocket in case his big dick just stops
fucking
working.
The batteries, yeah, pops out.
He's like, hey, you know what?
We over-sexualize,
just in case
man.
It gets in the jam.
Yeah. I've got is, an man. Extra.
Shaken, not
stirred.
So
it was a .45 with a silencer.
Yes, and it says that he fired indiscriminately. They don't
Thank
know
God.
Of the connection between him and his coworkers. There were no disciplinary actions against him prior to this. Like he was working just fine, no problems with anybody. He
was late a few times.
He did die, though. So there was a shootout with the cops, a long extended shootout. One of the cops got shot and injured, not killed.
This guy didn't shoot anybody. Those cops fucking, he was holding an ice cream bar and they shot him.
Licking This is not a gun.
This guy was eating a king cone.
Even for his story, it's different, though. They're going to make him sound like fucking 00. So they're going to make him sound like 00 Negro because white guy, he had mental issues. This motherfucker just brush his teeth and start shooting people.
I forgot his name. Chris Dalton.
Yeah, the boy that made the manifesto
years ago. Who was the roof? Yeah. He was a sniper who was like standing on a roof and just indiscriminately shooting
the DC
people.
DC sniper?
Yeah.
No, that
was different.
Sniper, DC sniper was the trunk of his car with his son.
Yeah, right. You're talking about the guy that. Burnt his house down in the woods.
The dude that he burnt his house down in the woods, they burnt him in his house in the woods, but he was killing cops in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was like a military dude. I think he was wrong.
The guy on the right looks like Marvin from Pulp Fiction. When they shot in the face in the back of the car.
Yeah. Look at that.
I see that.
Yeah, a lot of their son bonding.
Okay, so that was the DC sniper.
The
DC
father looks sniper. Like Greer Barnes.
He does.
A little bit. Yeah.
He did his own sound effects. Yeah.
Wow, we did not see that coming. No one
not
saw a black guy. Can we all just guess white immediately? Yeah. But that would, I mean, that's like.
Because white people are inherently dangerous. Y'all are more dangerous. Y'all are.
On a mass level. Yes.
On a mass level. Do not shy away from violence. That's why when the people go, oh, black people are racist, we never act on racist. We don't go around killing groups of white people, no matter how much we hate y'all.
I agree. Well, you're never the people even protesting when there's like some pro Trump rally. It's never black people protesting. Some other white people. It's all white. Black people are fucking like buying sneakers, fucking eating good food, living life, fucking.
Yeah, what's wrong with you,
pussy? It's all these white people just clashing, like, you're all racist. Like, dude, brown people don't care about these issues. They have real shit going on.
Yeah, man. White people don't know how to have ZD at the fucking rally. Like, slow the fuck down, man. Get a ZD or something. Y'all love ZD? Get a bouncy house, right? Just slow down y'all parade a little bit. Fuck. Put the goddamn tiki torches out and eat some ziti.
You go to any suburb, y'all getting ready.
Turn it into a block party?
Right. You know how block parties work.
That's a real rally.
Yeah, man. Damn.
That's a black rally. We
always
gonna
get
hold
mad.
Up this block. And
I just
play Frankie Beverly.
Get some water ice on the fucking scene or something.
It's
Reasons.
I think.
Calm y'all down.
It is. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing in society where.
Y'all are historical.
Don't say
violent.
Me.
Well,
don't
not you.
You're half.
They,
he's an adopted one, as he said. He's part of the group.
Y'all are Vikings, man. That's why your noses is
on
red.
On a mass scale, white people can cause more damage, okay? So white people will figure out a way to cause fucking wars and fucking hurt massive amounts of people.
Absolutely.
But on a singular level, black people are substantially more dangerous. Are you kidding me? Just like, you guys like Dothraki. Are you kidding me? I'm a fucking... go through the hood. Just say something offensive. You're going to be beheaded. Right. I'm telling you.
Not beheaded. You might get hit in the head.
I can go into a white neighborhood and just say, shut up, cracker bitch, and they'll go, I'm sorry, and they'll walk away.
They'll call the cops, though.
You're right. Yeah. So the overall damage, it just sort of depends on what you look at it.
Like, I will challenge that. You go into any hood, most of the violence in the hood are amongst people who are about that life.
No, of course. I'm saying if you go people, into you know what I mean? The projects, if yeah. I'm like, I live in Harlem, there's a project a block away.
Yeah.
If I walked up and just started talking shit to somebody, I'm probably going to get fucked up pretty quick. In a way faster, more effective manner than if I did that in any white neighborhood. Now,
he got like 8 women tied up in his basement.
You do like a motherfucker that kills prostitutes.
Like I've been trying to pinpoint it. You look like you put dead hookers in a loft.
If I went to a white neighborhood and did the same shit, the end result could be worse. It could be the cops show up. I end up fucking getting shot. I have a criminal record. Getting punched in the face is not as bad as having a criminal record or fucking up your productivity.
Yeah.
It's so we helping you out.
It depends on the way you look at it, right?
We
but I'm just saying, on
check.
A quick individual level, I'll talk shit to a white guy way quicker than I'll talk shit to a black guy. And that may be a little bit racist. Mm-hmm. I remember I said that to my mom once. When I was like younger, I was like, yeah, just black guys are tougher than white guys. And she kicked the shit out of me. That was my mom. My mom was very white trash.
Yeah.
She was like, I'll show you. And she fucked me up. She was like,
she tickled the shit out of you then?
Yeah, she did. But she did not like the idea of. She had like a chip on her shoulder about being white because she grew up with a lot of like hood people.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I don't know. You guys are fucking just. I shouldn't say it's just sort of even like in the hood. Like you just, it just seems like number one, you've dealt with fighting your whole life, right? If you go into the hood, these kids get into a lot of fights, and then they're just so much more athletic. So it's like, it's both. So it's like, it's not even a racist thing. It is. I don't give a shit what you want to say. Just on the average, you go to a basketball court, these kids jump twice as high as the fucking white kids.
We do.
And if they have to use their bodies to fight, and even if the white kids and the black kids are, why are you going to do a close-up of me like I'm doing a fucking racist manifesto
right
now?
Go ahead, do it.
Go ahead. Welcome to Breitbart, everybody.
Breitbart ass. No, but if you then take that same thing, they're more athletic, and have them fight a lot, they're going to fuck. I'm telling you, they're going to be better at fighting. They're better at fighting on average. If you took an average of everyone in this country and their skill set at fighting, just fist fighting, throwing hands, I guarantee you the average black kid can fight better than the average white kid. Guaranteed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would agree, that. But the average white kid will find a way to build a weapon and to do some shit that we just don't got time to do.
Yeah, man.
When white you say fighting, is it boxing? Bombs. Straight up boxing? Because like white fighting. People, well, white people use more UFC shit though, so it depends.
No,
white people use more objects. Right.
Yeah, y'all pick up shit. That's what y'all do.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
No, that's not true.
Right.
No, dude.
Mr. Hardcore Wrestler over there with the light bulbs over there. Shit.
Dude, my growing up, there was a kid with my school named Rocky. Why was his name Rocky? Because he picked up a giant rock and bashed another kid's head in.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think Rocky was white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
He was what? Black?
A black dude from Jersey City.
Dang.
Yeah.
Jersey City is a different size.
If you're ever in the hood and you see a bunch of black chicks starting to fight,
okay,
get away.
Collateral damage. Got it.
Hey, I'll go to another Denny's.
Doggy.
Oh, that was good. Good for you, Zach. Good for you. That was like,
some chairs are going to start flying through the air.
Yeah, I'll take it all back.
You're crazy. If some white chicks are fighting, I'm like, oh, cute. Hopefully a titty's going to come out. Hopefully I'm going to get them to fucking. No.
Fistful of hair.
Yeah, it's hilarious. If some black chicks are fighting.
Table match.
Go across the street. Use your Table Zoom match. Feature on your phone. But don't be within fucking chair range.
I saw a clip of a chick who caught a chair and threw it back. Yeah. You saw it. The big bitch. Yeah. And they was. She caught the chair and she threw it back.
Over a barrel.
And she still had a purse in her hand. I was like, black women strong, man.
They don't fuck around, dude.
They don't fuck around.
It's like even these big fat black chicks, right? So you see them get into these crazy fights.
They're and you're agile. Like,
right. Well, that's the other
thing. They better be in that shit.
How is it that they're going to fucking, I mean, how do they have the cardio to even go the way they go? You see them fighting for a while sometimes, like a 2 or 3 minute fight, and you're like, God damn, dude, they are going at it as hard as you can go. And I don't think that white chicks have that in them.
Y'all got taxes to do, yeah?
I don't know.
You're going to take a break and check your Robinhood
out.
There
it is, right? Well,
here it is.
Oh, she threw the table.
Watch. Look. Catches
dude,
the chair.
Like Mark
watch
Henry in a wig.
Catches the chair. Whoa.
That's some fucking shit there.
She's wow. fighting a baseball team.
Caught the chair. Catch the
wow.
chair.
Wow.
Who the fuck throws a chair to
she
one?
She might be realized too.
He's
a
shit.
Look at that. Dude throws the chair.
Boop. And she like took the table, used it as a block.
The bloods
and then
came
a
after
bat.
Her strong, and she'd fist you exactly right.
She said, "Wop it, bill, bam." Then let me wop, oh. catch the chair. I ain't fucking with y'all. Like, and she got wow. she's still on her feet. She yeah. nimble. She got Sean Kletas on. She's doing
like the
a
Kevin
thing.
Mitchell barehanded catch in '89.
I mean, it's literally five dudes against one giant woman.
She OBJ'd that yeah. fucking chair.
That was right after that's right after the new Ghostbusters came out. Fuck you, bitch.
Kate McKinnon's put on weight, huh?
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, look, I'm not this is just we're keeping it real. It's a real podcast. You gotta keep it real every yeah. once in a while. Okay. We all know what's up. We should take a moment and talk about BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com/realass is where you gotta go because BetterHelp is awesome and it's online counseling. If you guys have ever not, if you've never spoken to a counselor, I'm going to tell you right now, it really is very, very therapeutic. Get shit off your chest. Have conversations with people. We get to do a podcast every week and kind of get everything off our chest. We're very open and honest. Maybe you don't have that type of platform. Maybe you don't have people to talk to. Maybe you feel uncomfortable talking to your friends about certain things. You should, at the very least, let it out. I think it's a big problem in society that people are holding things inside and are afraid to speak up their mind. BetterHelp is a great way to jump into counseling. You do it online right from the comfort of your own home. You sign in. You can do face-to-face counseling over a Skype like video chat, or you can do audio, or you could just you could text them little messages if you have a question or something. My counselor sends me little things all the time because I do anger management with BetterHelp. It's so
good
much easier
you.
Instead of spending an hour in traffic getting to a counselor, sitting down for an hour and then spending an hour in traffic back, I'm in and out 45 minutes. Really, really great for me. Right now, if you go to betterhelp.com/realass, you get 10% off your first month. 10% off your first month. See if this is for you. I know some fans that had talked about it before. Go check out the new terms and conditions. I know that there were people that were questioning things in the terms and conditions about their accountability. They had a whole revision of them, and make sure you guys read the terms and conditions for anything you guys are using, especially with something as serious as mental health. But I'll tell you right now, for me, it really does work, and I think it's great. So betterhelp.com/realass, go to that website and get 10% off your first month. All right, let's get back into it. I want to give away some tickets. How are we going to give away Skankfest tickets? What have we decided? Anybody in the booth? My producers? Have you thought of anything?
Giving away tickets.
We talked about it the other day. Just have them call in. Pick a number.
Bro, you were on Skankfest this year, right?
Can we say that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you are, too.
Yeah, I'm just kicking up a conversation.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So me and Ro are both on Skankfest.
Hell yeah. Skankfest is going to be... This year is going to be bigger and better than we've ever done things before.
It's still a little bizarre?
Yeah, but bizarre. Okay, three dope. Full days. Oh. Kickoff party still at the Creek. I know some people were questioning that. We're still doing it Thursday night at the Creek and Cave. We get crazy at Skankfest every year, and this year it's come together on another fucking level. So we'll give away some tickets. I guess we'll do a caller. Should we do trivia or something?
As long as I don't have to know the answer.
Yeah. We should do something more than just a call or just some random caller, you know?
Trivia.
What kind of trivia are we talking here? I'll beat some shit up here.
There you go. Come on, man.
But you can't win the tickets.
They have to beat me to get the tickets. How about that? Best out of five.
Rap trivia against Kelly Goatee.
No Eminem questions. I'm in trouble then.
Yeah. What do we do? We got to do something creative, Zach.
I like the idea of having to beat, like, early 90s rap. They have to beat Kevin.
They got to beat.
I like it.
How about they have to beat Kevin?
They
got to
know some facts.
They got to beat Kevin in a rap battle.
That's
you can
not,
rap?
No.
That's even
fuck
better.
Fuck out of here. You see your face like, really?
I was like, what? I got to hear this shit.
Purple unicorn, no way.
I had this idea. We want to, so one of our interns, Marcus, was like, dude, when Bisping comes in, if he wants, we could do a thing where he like kick me in the leg. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Every radio show in the world has done that. An MMA fighter comes in and kicks a fucking intern. Who cares, right? Let's get more fucking creative.
You kick your own intern. This is fuck that.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
For?
Yeah, and it's not
kick
even
him in the head.
For a bit for getting my coffee order wrong. Okay, so I have a better idea. What we're going to do is we're going to film a secret camera after Bisping is drunk one night at like 2 in the morning. We're going to dress up Marcus just in a fucking mask. We're going to have him jump out and try to rob Bisping.
empty-handed and see what happens.
Empty-handed.
And we're just gonna
that's even better.
We're just gonna watch it unfold on camera and watch Bisping murder this fat kid.
And then okay. How do you get tickets?
You make Bisping submit. That's how.
No, no, no. That is nothing to do with tickets. It's sort of a side
note. What's his name?
Bisping.
Bisquick. What?
Michael Bisping, former UFC middleweight champion.
Oh, he's a guy. Bisquick. Okay.
How long before you jump in after Bisping starts in beating his ass?
Never. Wow. We'll watch it happen.
Come on, this real ass. These I know. Don't jump in. They like people getting dead.
All right. Number 10 caller right now. 573-GASLINE. 573-GASLINE. Number 10 caller. Shannon,
I do have rap trivia brought up if you want to do that.
Do you have rap trivia?
Yeah.
Shannon be on her money.
You want them to battle Kevin?
I don't want them to do that. It's okay. Nobody cares about rap music.
It's a lie.
It's not, you know, who it's a whole lot. Cares? Who cares? That's what I say. Number 10 caller, 573-GASLINE. You win a pair of all access passes. That's all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday for Skankfest NYC, June 21st through 23rd here in Brooklyn Bazaar, New York City. We're not fucking around. Best comics in the fucking world will be here at Skankfest this year. Go to skankfestnyc.com for full lineups, but I'm going to tell you right now, we are not fucking around. We have some special guests that we can't even announce just yet.
Word.
A couple more that we are announcing before Skankfest as well. So everyone just stay fucking tuned. Top 10 callers. Is there anybody calling right now, Shannon? Okay. Have you been picking up and saying your number, whatever?
Yes, Harrington. There he goes.
There we go. Caller number two. Beautiful. Put through caller number 9. Okay. Who's going to let him know?
Mm-hmm. They were that close.
They were so fucking close. That'd be fucking great.
We're at 6. There almost there.
See, the people are trying to win these tickets. This is like a real radio show. Do you guys remember that?
One guy is calling over and over again.
I won tickets to see Paula Abdul.
Wow.
When I was a kid.
Really?
Also won tickets to the Private Poison pizza party when I was a kid. My mom used to just call in Z100 all the time. It's caller number 100.
What do I remember?
Where we got? Ready?
Private Poison pizza party.
Ready? I never. I
put up through.
The did you get to meet?
Hold on. 573-GASLINE. You are on the Real Ass Podcast live.
Hey, is this caller 10?
Yeah, dude, you're caller number 10.
Hello.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yo.
Hell yeah, you won 2 free tickets, all joke? Access. Yeah, I'm just kidding. You're caller number 9. I'm sorry.
Hang on.
I'm so defeated.
I hate it so much.
Well, shut up, Shannon. Grow the fuck up. He didn't win.
Oh, shit.
He didn't win.
That's so cold.
You made him think he won. You broke his heart.
If he was good, he'd be on another call right. He knows what happens.
I'm not even sure what happened.
We've done that every right. single time we've done callers.
I believe it.
All right, you're on the Real Ass Podcast.
What's up?
What's up, dude?
Is he right outside?
This nigga got birds. Yeah.
What
are you, a fucking Disney princess?
Yeah, he's a bird sanctuary.
I'm ready to go to Skankfest. The birds are dressing him right now.
Skankity day.
A bird just put a fucking KKK hoodie on him.
Your wardrobe is ready, Grandmaster.
What's up, dude?
What's up, baby boy?
What a baby boy! Guess what, dude?
What?
You are gay.
I'm dead?
Now you're going to Skankfest! 2 all access passes! For you and... You and some slut. You better bring a slut, dude. We want more girls at Skankfest.
Yeah,
more sluts.
It is a bunch of sweaty fucking dudes.
Yeah, dude.
The pirate ship of that thing.
What's your name, dude?
Casey Wood.
Casey Wood, where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Can you get to Skankfest, dude? I mean, there's a mass shooting there. You should probably leave.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What was it? No, it was Virginia.
It was Virginia.
It should have been Atlanta. Enough, yeah. I wish it was Atlanta.
Same stench.
Can you get out to Skankfest, dude? Because you have 2 all access passes. You gotta make it up here, though.
For sure,
we'll
man.
Give it to somebody else if you can't fucking come, cocksucker.
No, I can make it for sure.
All right, dude. You gonna bring a hot slot?
Oh yeah.
All right, sweet dude. All right, put him through with Harrington, and you'll get 2 all access passes. We're just giving away. We're making fucking dreams happen here on the
Real
Ass
Podcast.
That's right,
boy. Yeah. Good for everybody.
Come
here,
on, man. Look, you see how happy that guy was?
I'm still caught up on the birds dressing him. Yeah. Tying the red laces of a Doc Martin.
Oh, the red laces of a Doc Martin. That's the most racist footwear. I like Doc Martin. But no, with red laces, that's that KKK. That's that Citizen X.
put your mouth on the curb and hit the back of your head boot right there. That's not.
Yeah, the white laces mean white pride, and red laces mean you spill blood for your race.
Oh, dang! Wow.
You know way so too much about this, Zach.
He looked like, look at him!
All right, so what happened here with the African pastor, Harrington?
He made somebody walk?
So apparently he is accused of impregnating 20 women.
Okay.
Kind of low.
One of them his own niece.
Oh.
What you look like, though?
one in ten.
That matters, dude. I mean... You know, and niece, is it like your brother or sister's daughter, or is it like your cousin's daughter? Because I don't know what, you know.
But your niece, is your niece.
It's
your
still
niece
a label of niece.
Is your
is niece only
siblings?
I mean, is that daughter, only yeah. is that only the case where you could be a niece?
Yeah,
it you know could be like your wife's sister's daughter.
That ain't really my niece.
Oh, exactly. For example, yeah, great.
That ain't my niece. Like my wife's niece isn't really my niece. That's my niece-in-law.
Yeah, but I'm saying that with if you fucked her and made her pregnant, do you think that they wouldn't say you fucked your niece? They would just call it.
They would
call
drop your niece, drop for sure.
Niece.
Drop
or
salacious. You fucked your niece.
Yeah. You fucked your niece, doggy.
It was the wife's niece.
See? Oh, exactly, Monroe.
So this guy's just awesome.
And it was the wife that reported him.
Of course she did.
Fucking snitch, bitch.
Damn. What number you think she was like, all right, you...
Do you think it was the niece 14, or do you think it was the other 15, 19?
14, 15.
I think the niece was first.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think the niece was the last straw.
So he had started close and worked his way out. So he fucked in family and then went out. Okay, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's horrible, but I mean... You
so was he fucking them under the guise of like healing them? Or is he just slinging dick?
Was it some spiritual shit attached to it?
I don't know. It says he has... has five wives with 13 children.
I have a question.
I have a lot of questions.
Are any of these women underage?
Well, in the beginning, yeah.
Because I got to be honest with you.
How do you get
not...
five wives and all of them be like of age?
Yeah, and working.
Smart. Yeah. Nah.
Yeah. It seems like a fucking headache. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That many fucking pregnant wives.
It's a lot of.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit, dude.
Yeah, because he ain't doing no work. He's just fucking and probably making the money.
Very little Fortnite happening in that man's life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that if he's not fucking underage women, I have no problem with this man. He is definitely a Real Estate of the Week candidate for the end of the week.
You should get just free tickets.
Fucking these bitches and getting them pregnant. I don't really care about that. If you want to have 5, 10, 20 wives, more power to you. I wish I could be like a polygamous fucking, like have wives all over the house just ready to suck your dick and vacuum the carpet.
Well, just have him and his favorite wife come to Skankfest. Send two tickets to him and his main squeeze.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be cool because, you know, 20 is a lot to...
Yeah,
it's a little bit much.
20 is bad.
We should. Didn't we do something a few years ago where we gave away Skankfest tickets for somebody that did something really nice for the world?
Yeah, an act of kindness, right?
Yeah, we did an act of kindness one. We should do something like that as well, right? Mm-hmm. Why don't we do that? The real ass act of kindness contest, Shannon. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna you have until next Monday. We're gonna choose who it is on next Monday. You have to commit any act of kindness, big or small, and you have to show proof of it.
Yeah, okay? You gotta have a receipt.
Yeah. So, or if you're giving like you're giving money to a homeless person or lunch, you gotta like take a selfie video and be like, "Hey, what's going on? Look at this smelly piece of shit. I'm here at McDonald's with him, and I'm gonna buy him a number three. What's up? You want this? He's like, please stop filming me.
Motherfuckers
like,
show their kindness on the phone. I hate them more.
Well, I mean, how am I supposed to know? I can't trust
in the situation of getting them tickets, but people do that all the time just for likes.
Yeah, well, I don't know. No, this is specifically for tickets. This is completely selfless, but it doesn't matter because let's say we have 30 people enter this contest, right? And we give away one set of tickets. We have 30 other people committing acts of kindness, which in turn will create a ripple effect through the universe. We will touch people's lives no matter what way we want to slice it. For a couple tickets, I get you change the world in a very positive way.
Lewis.
Yeah. It's the truth.
We're 2 points. Good
it's
for you,
the man. Absolute truth. So, this is what we'll do. And yeah, maybe we'll be a little bit self-congratulatory if you're filming or showing evidence. Yeah. The less douchey you film it or show the evidence of it, the better it is. And the more of an impact it has, the better of an impact it has, the more creative an impact it has, the more chances you will win. I'm going to choose next Monday night. Send in your evidence, picture, video, or otherwise, to realassofficial@gmail.com. Realassofficial@gmail.com. This is going to end, let's say Wednesday, because this comes out on iTunes on Friday. What's next Wednesday's date, Shannon?
The 12th, and this comes out Thursday.
Great. So the 12th of June is your deadline to have that in. We're going to choose on the show. We'll pick probably the top four or five that were submitted, and then we will choose on the show who wins two all-access passes. And you know what? I'm going to up the fucking ante. I'm going to up the ante. I'm going to throw in travel for you and your friend. Gonna throw in travel what? For you and friend.
Two Greyhound bus tickets. You are so generous.
There you go. We have Harrington pick you up.
Yeah. Yeah, so funny.
You can just meet me halfway. Yeah.
Meet me at exit 9 at the Burger King, and we'll go from there.
We're gonna change the fucking world. This is the real ass change the world Skankfest contest. This is how you could win two free tickets. Do something. Maybe you've been thinking about it for a while. Who the fuck knows? I'm getting sick of people going on social media and patting themselves on the back and clicking things and pretending to help
that's
the
right,
world.
Boy. That's right, shit. Boy.
Yeah, enough of the thoughts and prayers bullshit. Mm-hmm. Do something for real.
For real, doggy. They right? don't do shit. They really mm-hmm. pretend that they're doing something. Now I'm saying in the name of dirty comedy and jokes yeah. that you're not supposed to say and fucked up conversations with Nazis, go out and do something positive for the fucking world and win some free fucking Skankfest tickets. And that's that. So you have till next Wednesday, June 12th. You should have it in by Tuesday night, June 11th, because we're gonna announce the winner on June 12th.
Like a real... Yeah, that's dope. I'm going to see some of this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fuck dope. It. Come yeah. back in next Wednesday. Let's
Skank go. Sweepstakes.
This is it, baby boy. We're the right down to the wire. 18 days until Skankfest. Skanksteaks. It is the number one comedy festival in the world. It's the last one, man. It's a dying art. Stand-up comedy, as we know it, it's over. We all know it. The days of Patrice O'Neill, the days of fucking the guys that we grew up fucking loving.
I don't think that's true.
It's over,
true.
Baby boy. Not the way we want to. Not the way we want to create.
No. I don't think that's true.
I have horrible news about Patrice then.
Wait, what? What?
That's one of the Skankfest special guests, his corpse.
Ooh, this that is going to hurt a little bit.
Zach Amico, you son of a bitch. That was all right. That wasn't that bad. But anyway, I'm with Ro. I don't think it's
that. I don't think it's true, yo. I think it's evolving in a way that you're not even paying attention to it because you're a part of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're a part of
Harrington,
it.
Coffee too, please. Thank you.
If everybody spoke like that, then it wouldn't be special anymore. So there has to be a reason for it. And the reason for it is that everybody's getting sensitive and PC. So now there are people who aren't complaining how PC people are, but they're just saying whatever the fuck they want. And they're dealing with the consequences.
You're right, but there's a subculture, and I agree with you, and there's a way to make money, and I'm doing it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm an example of somebody who's specifically doing it.
That's why I brought you up.
There's a subculture where... we're pushing that line back more and more. And I'm watching it happen when it's a very weird thing. So when somebody goes, those guys are Nazis, right? Everyone that's sort of observing goes like, ooh, I don't want to be associated with Nazis, even if they agree with somebody. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they sort of throw that stink onto you,
yeah.
People start to stay silent. And then people start to change their actions little but little. Mm-hmm. So most podcasters right. would have a guy like Miley Yiannopoulos on their podcast. You guys are you know, normal dudes. You're legitimately good people. You know, you have liberal sensibilities. I think you'd go, oh, yeah, I'd have a conversation with this guy, see where the fuck it goes. I don't
it
think
can be
that's
funny. You can it might be funny.
I don't think it's crazy that you guys would. But because you have agents and the industry is weird and because people are afraid of losing things, not even that saying you specifically, but we can all agree that there's a lot of people that would go, you know what? I'm not going to cut off my nose to spite my face. I'm just going to leave well enough alone. And that is shifting
the
industry.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. That's a good thing, because what you're getting is you're getting those people who go, fuck all of that. Fuck what I'm going to lose or anything. I'm a just speak freely and interview those people. And then
those people eventually won't have, they're trying to deplatform, which is the new thing, right? So they try to take away the opportunity to make cash. Now, I have a child. It's my job, forget everything else, right? Free yeah. speech, all this other shit, making people laugh. It's my job to make sure my son has the absolute best life possible, right? Yes. So it's my job to make money. It's my job to, you know, provide for him. It's my job to show him, you know, the world in a correct way.
Yeah.
And once they start attacking those sensibilities, people become afraid. Now, luckily, I've created infrastructure where I have my own ad sales team and I have my own, you know, platform that I've developed, and I don't depend on too many other people, but most people don't do that. Most people yeah. can't do that.
Yeah.
And it's just changing slowly but surely. And while we're going out, let's fucking burn it down. Let's have a party, right? But let's not get real. 10 years from now, the way we create content and the stuff you do, it is going to be a fraction of the chances that you were able to take today and a fraction of the chances you were able to take 10 years ago. Wow. And that's yeah. there's no
No question. And I'm not saying that you can't. It's still pretty fucking cool to tell jokes. And guess what? I can't say
certain
words.
Well, you
know
a little bit more about, you know a lot more about it on this aspect. Because I'm like, yeah, I don't know shit about, I don't know how it affects me in this work. Because I'm not getting paid off of this.
Right, of course.
But you would know. So,
but even with your stand-up, yeah. True, it's still the same thing. Eventually, you know, but comedy clubs.
On the road is different.
No, they don't care on the road.
I know.
It's so much freer out
there.
You're
want
100%
that shit.
Right.
But it's going to happen eventually. It's going to, it's not even that, like, the agents, it's all like, yeah. You know, the reason that, you know, we get road work, or I don't, you know, my agent barely gets me any road work, but, you know, it's not because Monroe is like, oh my God, this big fucking guy who can draw all these people, but you have a good agent, and they yeah. represent a couple other really good people, and they yeah. bring in these package deals, and they say, all right, well, you're taking some of the new guys, and you're taking some of the big guys, and they sort of work, that's how it yeah. works behind yep. the scenes.
That's a bartering.
And those yeah. those opportunities to work with agents like that, if you're trying to you're trying to be provocative at all, and in that sense, you're yeah. not going to get those opportunities eventually.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not, I'm saying it's still not, like, you're still getting to tell jokes. It's still yeah. fucking incredible. And if you're funny and creative, it doesn't matter what the parameters are, yeah. right? So you can do a late night set, and you can't say crazy shit. You can't talk about McDonald's because Burger King sponsors a spot, right?
Yeah.
That it's just changing the parameters. And if you're talented and creative, you can still be you and be funny and have your own voice within that.
Yeah.
And it's just the parameters are going to be tighter and tighter and tighter the further we go along in this thing. I'm not yeah. even bitching about it. I just feel like it's a very...
It's very true. And, yeah. and here's another reason why, with social media especially, because with the filters they're putting in now, and here's an example. So I guess my show, Comics Watching Comics, I did a highlight reel for a lot of the panelists on. So I did one for Gino Bisconti, and he has one joke that's fucking killer. This girl goes on, she goes, you know, I've quit drinking, and I cut away to Gino going, this chick's a faggot. So I had that in the reel, and I'm like, and I put it on, and I exported it on a file. I was about to upload it on all the socials, and I said, I have to cut that out because I know someone's going to complain by him saying the word faggot that it's going to get banned from Facebook, from Instagram, from Twitter, all that. So it's going to get all to cut out together.
Well, and then what's happening is you are not putting out the exact piece of content that you want, even though it's self-produced. It's right. not, you don't have bosses. You don't have anything.
Right.
You're just saying, all right, well, I have to go and create. And that's fine, but we can't pretend that that shift isn't happening. It's a very real thing that's happening, and it's changing the way that we put shit out. I mean, you know, guys like Patrice, you know, literally the type of shit that he did. If you listen to Elephant in the Room, it's like, you know, just talking about like sexually harassing women and fucking, yeah. you know, hunting women. Like, dude, that but shit, he, all that shit doesn't work. It works for
but
guys.
He dressed
and
it well.
But he's the funniest man in the world.
But he also dealt with the repercussions of it. Because yeah. we can say whatever we want as long as we're dealing, as long as we're willing to deal with that ass whooping. You can say faggot on stage, as long as you're ready to deal with whatever
the crowd not
the
laughing
fuck,
yeah
the crowd not laughing or even somebody approaching you after the show
or
but once
about
comics
you.
But once mm-hmm. comics realize it's a package, free speech comes with repercussions, then you find the ones who will go, well, I still want to say it and I won't complain about what the fuck happens because yeah. I got the privilege to say whatever the fuck I want.
Of course. Well, there, that's the I live that life right there. Yeah, right. So for me, I you know, I do get to say what I want for the most part, and I don't get the same opportunities that other guys would get that don't take those chances. So yeah. it's like, what's more worthwhile to me? Now, for me, luckily I'm good at running my own businesses and making my own money and creating my own specials and creating my own things.
Big yeah. up yourself.
Yeah. And that's the truth. But not everybody can do that, you know? Yeah. So I think yeah. it becomes like a very specific type of person that can say what they want. It's like, it's all just shifting, you know? I want a comic to get fucking hammered one day. Like, remember Chappelle was on that stream? He got in trouble. He didn't get in trouble.
He didn't give them permission.
Doesn't give a fuck. I love it.
He didn't give
this
them
why
permission.
The man.
He didn't answer to anybody. Yep. He went, y'all can get mad and say whatever you want. People still going to buy
tickets. Did we watch
tickets?
It on here? Yeah. Did we watch that on here?
Yeah, I was with you.
On this show, we watched it. Okay, all right, cool.
I think so, Shannon. Yeah, I remember watching it and discussing it. Oh.
Yeah, Chappelle, he was on John Mayer's stream, and he's hammered. And then there's a guy, I guess, behind the scenes.
Daniel
or whatever.
Caesar. Daniel Caesar, a really talented singer from Canada.
Singer,
yeah. yeah.
And then he said something that he was like,
he's really gay or some shit like that.
He said something he said was gay.
Really gay. and then they kept going, and then Daniel went, wait, why'd you call me gay? He was like, here we go. He goes, you're offended? And then they went back and forth. He's like, yeah. He was like, well, I think you're being soft. He was like, because they were talking before the stream started. So then
was he actually gay?
No.
No.
But you just develop a rapport.
He was joking. He called him gay as in like a ball bust.
Fun shit.
Right. Yeah. So
Yeah, and then he had the gayest reaction, which is to fucking get whiny about it.
But then he apologized. Daniel Caesar apologized. To Chappelle was like, "Yeah, you're right. I'm being weird. I'm drunk."
Yeah, you can't be triggered. Yeah. It's
and
also
then everybody
like,
blew up, and then it died just as fast as it blew up.
Yeah, because he didn't feed it at all.
You don't respond.
He didn't respond. He just fucking said, "This is dumb. I say crazy. I get drunk. I want a comic to get drunk and say what comes to his mind." There's a danger in that now, right? So you do a podcast. Let's say the idea of the podcast is to get hammered, right? And then you play offensive word games, right? So it's like you're not in the right state of mind. So you're telling me comics can't go and have that little fun experiment and see where the fuck it goes?
Mm-hmm.
You
gotta deal with the repercussions of it.
There shouldn't be repercussions. That's what I'm saying.
You can't live it. That's your white side. You cannot live in a world where you don't get penalized for the decisions you make.
Not decisions you make. I'm saying that there shouldn't be penalization for trying to.
If you'd
have grown
up with
funny.
A black mom, you know you got to earn the right to curse.
Her arms were black and blue.
She fucking, but you learn that shit immediately. You learn that growing up in a black community that the moment you step out of line, somebody is there to check you.
Yep.
And your toughness comes from.
You're too smart for it.
I know.
Bro. You're too
your
smart for it,
boy. Comes from you dealing with those repercussions.
Calm it down. Calm it down, young man.
Right?
But let me see your ID, young man. Let me see your ID.
But he right, though.
Yeah.
That's
why dudes in the hood
call the second squad car in this bitch. Yeah, he know what he's talking about. I'm just fucking around.
I agree. You have to be if you can deal with you can
I agree.
Say whatever the fuck you want.
I completely agree. When people get punched in the face, if you go into I say this about the whole punch a Nazi thing, right? So if a guy comes in with a swastika tattoo and he's standing and he's like, "Fuck the Jews," and somebody punches that guy, I don't feel bad for that guy who got punched, but I still feel like there should be repercussions for the person that punched that guy. Yeah, you can't assault people that you don't agree with their words.
He's
right?
Not a hero either.
Yeah, neither of them. You're right. Yeah. Neither of them are heroes. They're both contributing to the negative part of society.
Exactly.
You know? But the repercussions are there. I'm just saying with the words we say as comedians, we should be left to have creative freedom and to experiment and to make mistakes. There shouldn't be repercussions for mistakes. Why do we have to be perfect?
Have to be perfect.
When you write a book, nobody looks at that book. And this is what happens when we do podcasts or we're on stage in clubs. Mm. We are working on our fucking novel and the novel's not out yet, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to take fucking a Stephen King novel in the first draft and start to fucking really break down what's wrong with it and look for the different things that are wrong, that's ultimately what I'm saying. And I feel like comedy and this, especially when it seems like you're talking about real issues, you're talking about real life,
there is no proofreader.
Yeah, exactly. We're just sort of doing this right now. When you podcast, if I took a microphone and put it in front of anybody for 9 hours a week, I podcast for 9 hours a week, anybody in the fucking world, 9 hours a week, they're going to say some shit. They're going to like, "Oh, fuck. I shouldn't have said that." Okay. And it takes a very, very few people in the world can sort of try to keep that perfect without editing themselves. But you don't want people to be edited. You want people to be looking for truth. And sometimes they misspeak and they go, "Oh, fuck, dude, I fucked up. I didn't even think of it that way. I've always thought of this way." And then they have a conversation with another dude who has a different perspective on the world.
Yeah.
And then they go like, "Oh, shit, dude, you've actually literally changed my mind on this. Mm. Wow. Progress. We've moved fucking forward. The conversation actually moved somewhere and we learn a little bit from each other."
But the repercussion is the thing.
Are you talking about drums?
No.
I think Monroe's been talking about drums the whole time.
You piece of shit.
But the repercussion is that you have to earn all of that shit.
Such an asshole.
You have to earn that because that's
so
what makes you good at it. It makes you good. Like if you're able to create freely, that shit gonna be boring. If there are no obstacles that you have to jump over just to say what you want, you're gonna have a lot more to say.
The problem is we have everything's online now and everybody has a Facebook profile. Like when I started comedy 15, 16 years ago, the people had like MySpace and Facebook, but it wasn't like people didn't live online.
Oh, not yet.
And
I remember when it started.
I think the problem is we're overexposed to it. So the thing is, you have these open micer guys who are maybe trying to figure it out, and they love Legion of Saints. It's like, "Dude, I want to do fucking really offensive, fucked up jokes."
But they didn't earn it yet.
But they have to be able to get there. They have to be able to grow. The problem is they shouldn't have a camera on them. They shouldn't be judged on it. None of them should be. You know, if you're an open mic comic, you've been doing it less than 5 years, you shouldn't get onto a microphone and let somebody record you doing it.
Yeah.
Period. I don't even think doing comedy for less
what
than 5 years, you should be doing podcasts yet. I think you should figure out your perspective on the world.
Okay.
You should live a little bit, pay rent for a while, get your shit together, have a fucking life,
and then start to say, all right, because right now you can't just freely throw anything out there anymore.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, content is content. Like a show like this is a real show. There's a lot of people that listen to it, and it should be a certain standard. We have to be almost the gatekeepers of quality. You know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be we bring in anybody on these shows. If you have an actual good show, that's why a show like Joe Rogan, they're saying it's the next Tonight Show or whatever. It's because, a certain level of quality.
Better than Tonight Show now. If you ask 10 comics right now, what would you rather have, an appearance on Rogan or appearance on Fallon? It's not even a question.
You're talking about almost an immeasurable difference of exposure of what people are looking at.
Oh, yeah.
That when you're on doing a show like Fallon, you're dancing like a monkey for that 4-minute segment, and then they move on to the next thing, and nobody really remembers you. You just sort of entertained that. You know, it's content in that moment.
It's
and
the whitewash, too, that's
a 2-hour conversation and playing Yahtzee in a fucking cowboy hat.
Yeah, you're a cog in a wheel, and you're sort of part of this content creation thing. And it's fine. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Obviously, it's great. Whoever wants to do it, you want that validation. But I think today...
But that's what it's for, though. Nobody does... The Tonight Show is for the stripe.
It's for the stripe. Yeah.
It's not for the artistry.
It ain't the same stripe, but what it used to be,
as the artistry.
Yeah. 20 years ago, though, it was you do the Tonight Show and you've arrived.
Oh, yeah, you get a TV show.
You get your hand on the couch and you're going to be getting a call from an agent and getting fucking development deals tomorrow. Now it's just like, cool, another set done. All right, that's nice,
but I think it's not because podcasts are better or Joe Rogan's better than Tonight Show. None of that. I think it's specifically because we are now at a time where social media, real life, content, everything is starting to blend. Like, you know, if you know, YouTube is more popular than television, real life videos are more popular than TV shows, and things that people create, real funny shit. The funniest shit online is you go on a fucking YouTube thing and read the comments, they're hilarious. It's funnier than most shit that's on TV. So I think that's why people in general really connect with podcasting. It's why I started a business off of this. It's people, they feel like it's part of social media, part of their life, part of real life. They're sitting in a conversation and they're being entertained at the exact same time. It's touching on way different sensors than doing a Tonight Show set.
I see what you're saying. Right. I absolutely see what you're saying.
Yeah, they're both necessary, though. It depends on what you want.
All right, you do late night. We don't. All right, doggy? What do you want me to say? It's necessary, yeah.
No, that's right, boy. He's on it, bro. That's right, boy.
I'm saying that.
Defend that spot, bro. Well,
one ain't better than the other.
It's you spent money on that suit, so yeah. Get the stripe. I'm with the stripe, nigga. You did that. You did that. Fuck Lewis with that shit. Yeah. Call another cop.
I feel like they both.
I'll wait. Yeah. I ain't got no guns on me. Huh? Let's work.
I'll wait.
Yeah.
That's right, bro. I got you back, man.
There you go.
There he is.
Get that suit.
There we go. There we go. Look at him. Look at him. Oh, my God.
The defendant.
That shit is too tailored to be the defendant. That's too fucking tailored to be the defendant, right, Zach Miko. You can't say that. That's not a defendant suit right there. That's just some sharp shit. I'm going to represent my friend on that.
What happened with Nicolas Cage?
What
happened?
Always doing something. Then he get divorced like a day and a half or some shit?
He's got married and divorced in 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
Good for Nick Cage.
It's probably for a role.
Mm. I don't know, you think he got it? He just got two into his
Ghost
Rider 2.
What did she look like?
Three, actually.
Maybe he... There was two. Maybe he just
wanted to hit it, and that's what he felt he needed to do. You know when sometimes you want to hit, but you feel like you got to be a gentleman, so you'd be like,
he Britney Spears that shit is what he did.
Monroe, did you make your wife sign a prenup?
No, I don't got shit.
Yeah, but eventually you will.
Yeah, and then she deserves it. She's here when I don't have anything.
He's in love.
Oh, he's real love.
No.
She's not here when you don't have anything. That's a misconception.
Look, if it don't, this is how I am.
Can I tell you why?
I'm not going to get connected. I'm like, if it don't work out, if she wants something, she can take something.
I got extra sneakers at the crib.
I'll be like, not
all of
it. You
have to give one of every one of your sneakers?
She'll take half that Tonight Show suit of yours?
I'll be like, take half. If you need half, take half. If half is what it costs for a peace of mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like, if she take half and leave me the fuck alone, I'm good.
If it gets that bad,
yeah.
I get it. You sort of, especially if you're really successful, then it's like, who gives a shit,
It's like, here's half. Don't bother me. Don't talk to me.
Here's your money.
Here's your money. Don't call me for shit.
Word.
But when we put into it now, it's like, it's a weird thing because it's like, nothing's free, right?
I got freedom ain't even free.
I got Kim a UFC gym membership. I didn't pay for Kim's UFC gym membership.
Okay.
I got her UFC membership because I know Bisping. I do a podcast with him.
Yeah.
And he owns a UFC gym. And he called up the president and got her a free year-long membership.
Yeah.
And I remember her just being like, oh, it's free. And I'm like,
No.
It ain't free.
It's not free. Yeah. Do you know what I had to do to put myself in the position... To put myself in the position to know Michael Bisping well enough that he would call up the UFC gym president and give you a free year. The amount of work that I've put in to become there, and it's not one thing. It's not knowing anybody. People think connections and all that other shit, getting free for getting free meals at restaurants when famous people get that. You're like, doggy, it's not exactly like, oh, that's free. No, no, no. That person has worked, put in so much time and all of the years of making no money. What you're talking about now, it's like, I don't got shit.
Yeah.
You work really fucking hard to get what you have. And you do have something. You know, you're doing better than most comics that I know.
Right.
And the reality is, you know, that's an investment. That whole time is an investment. All the years, all the free podcasts you do, all the times you get up on stage, all the nights away from your fucking family on the road for no fucking money, $100 a show, you're headlining your first fucking weekend, you're doing 7 shows in some shit town, you barely make the money on gas. That is all an investment. So eventually one day they go, oh, I know this comic, I'm going to hook him up with a fucking drink.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, I get a fucking drink at the end of all of it. You know? So yeah, none of this shit's free.
I hope she gave you butt sex for getting that free fucking membership.
No.
She better use it. You better see.
She does. She loves it.
Changes. You're like, I want to see abs. I want to fucking.
No, I don't want her to use it.
4% belly fat, honey. Let's go.
Now that we broke up, I don't want her to use it. I want her to fucking just like no.
Y'all broke up?
Yeah, we did.
Lewis, get the membership back
I
now.
I would say I liked your energy together.
Shady, can you play Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison? Return of the Mac for Lewis. When
God damn it, y'all had really good energy.
No, I love Kim. She's an incredible person. We're friends. I mean, literally, we were playing Fortnite last night on a stream, and she was with my son over the weekend. She's so close to my son that it's like, once you introduce somebody to your son, it's a different thing. You take everything out of it, and you go like, well, no, fuck that. Like, my son loves her. Yeah. So, sometimes when fucking, you know, sometimes when you just know where it's going.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell like, oh shit. I really care about her and she's such a good person, so funny. I want to be able to still be in each other's lives and be friends and like, you know, not go down a path where we're going to start hating each other, which would fucking suck. Because that's what happens. With every fucking chick, you end up fighting. First it's once every 2 months, then it's once a month, then it's once a week, then it's once every 3 days, then it's every day, then you're fucking every time she breathes too loud, you're like, shut up. Shut your fuck. I'm trying to fucking play video game. You know, you don't want to have that life where you're like, you're an old man, and every time she fucking chews with her mouth open, you shoot her a dirty look.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like people, like old school people, like have that attitude. And with my son, I just want to, always feel great at all times with him and give him that sort of life. So, she's awesome. Kim's great. She still has a podcast on the network. She's so fucking,
you got to make her fat now, though.
I know. Now I want her just because.
Yeah.
No, these guys in her inbox all the time, I'm sure. She's going to fucking, she's hot as hell.
That's what she calls it.
Inbox is filled up.
No, back we go.
She's awesome. And go support her show, dude. The show that her and Alex do, Broad Topics, it's literally one of the funniest shows, period. It's so fucking good. Yeah. And those girls are fucking, they're great. So go support them, and they'll be back on the show as well. So I like to do things amicably now. As I'm a little bit older, when I was younger, I was just a fucking piece of shit, and I would just drive things into the ground until it was fucking dead.
Yeah, so, now you mature.
You gotta mature.
It's over. I know it ain't. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so it does make me sad, but it doesn't because I legitimately, you know, I want to be friends with her, and that's the best way to do it, you know?
Instead of
having to take a year to hate each other and then being friends, you're like, let's just fucking, you know,
let's
play Fortnite together still. That's fine.
Good shit.
Just go bang hot black guys.
She's gonna piss you off.
Just put that in your head, man. It's gonna happen.
I dealt with it with my son's mother. She started dating a black guy right after we broke up.
Was like on a totem.
I had to imagine my son fucking calling a black man daddy.
Imhotep.
There you go. Yeah, it's gonna happen. One of those Mommy's black shafts will be making a touchdown
for sure.
Andrew Selva's gonna be in your brain,
bro. It ain't gonna be me though. I ain't gonna know the motherfucker.
It might be. Who knows?
I ain't gonna lie to you. She did have fun business cards before y'all started dating.
Oh, I know she did with her boobs on.
Her titties right on the joint. I was like, oh, why? Wow. Yeah.
She got some nice titties.
It was cool.
This has been a really, really fun show. I'm gonna go kill myself now. And end the show on me murdering myself in the bathroom.
James has to call some black guy Mr. his first name.
Mr. Hakeem.
Mr. Duane.
Can I get a popsicle? Sit the fuck down, nigga. You know
that? It's my house now.
You ain't my kid.
Stop asking me for shit.
Hey, he's gonna have a velvet wave cap on, Lewis. He's gonna have a velvet wave cap on.
Stop asking me for shit.
It's fucking
That's
good.
That's so funny. All right, goodbye. You guys are the best.
That's all, folks.